Clarion City Council meeting of September 12, 2019 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Here.
Mr. Bishop?
Mr. Davidson?
Here.
Mr. Haynes?
Here.
Mr. Walker?
Here.
Mr. Whedon?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that will be given by Major Dave Davis, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening. Thank you. Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and glory. We thank you for the privilege of freedom to gather here this evening. And even now, as we're in the midst of the change of seasons, Father, the duties and responsibility of our mayor, our city council, and our staff, these have not changed. We ask you for a fresh anointing and a fresh blessing upon each one of them as they serve. Father, that our whole community, our whole city, would be blessed through their efforts. Thank you, Father, for your continued blessing. In Jesus' sacred name, we pray, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Major Dave. Always a pleasure to have you here. We have the minutes before us from August 22nd, 2019 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the August 22nd, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda.
Yes. Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Motion carried, Your Honor.
Thank you. We'll now go into persons to be heard, and I will open this up for public comments. If there is anyone that would like to make public comments to the council at this time, please come forward, sign in, state your name, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to speak before the council at this time? Okay. If not, we will go to unfinished business, and we have none. We'll go right into new business. And the first item under new business is a resolution number 2019-17, naming election workers for the October 1st, 2019 regular municipal election. Could we have the staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. Kodiak City Code specifies that prior to each election, the council shall appoint judges and clerks for each city precinct and will also appoint a canvas board consisting of at least three persons. This resolution names election workers and a canvas board member for the October 1st, 2019 regular municipal election and authorizes the city clerk to appoint other persons if necessary to ensure that an adequate number of workers are present to conduct and canvass the election. Resolution number 2019-17 lists the names of each election, receiving, and canvass board member.
Thank you. Mike, what's the council's pleasure? Ms. Arboleda?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-17.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes. Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, the second item we have under new business is resolution number 2019-18, appointing a member to the Kodiak Fisheries Development Association. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. The Kodiak Fisheries Development Association was created jointly by the City of Kodiak and the Kodiak Island Borough in 2007, as the region's eligible crab community entity. The KFDA is made up of seven directors who serve staggered three-year terms, two appointed by the city, two appointed by the borough, and three appointed jointly. The bylaws of the Kodiak Fisheries Development Association provide for appointment of directors to the board by the Kodiak City Council and the Kodiak Island Borough Assembly. The bylaws state in part, the directors shall serve until their successors are appointed and qualified. the joint city-borough appointed board seat on the Kodiak Fishery Development Association held by Stosh Anderson has expired. Mr. Anderson has requested reappointment to the board seat with a term of 3 years. The borough assembly approved this reappointment during the September 5th, 2019 regular assembly meeting.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2019-18.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The third item under new business is the authorization of borough material permit number 19-1 for Golden Alaska Excavating, LLC, on Near Island for the Trident Basin Quarry. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The Trident Basin Floatplane Facility is growing and continues to need additional area for facility parking and staging adjacent to the Andrew Airways facility. It has been the City Council goal to eventually provide the upland area needed, but it has also been understood that significant rock removal would be required and would likely take years to develop a usable pad area. Golden Alaska Excavating, LLC, has operated the quarry since 2013 and indicated that it wants to renew the permit for the next 5 years. Under the new permit, the royalty charge for rock is increased from 50 cents to $1 per ton. The 50 cent per ton royalty amount has been in effect since the permit was first established. The increase is recommended to cover the increased cost of road maintenance required as a result of truck traffic to and from the quarry. The minimum royalty payment is no longer in effect and has been replaced by a fixed permit fee of $5,000 per year. It should also be pointed out that the original federal funding requirements for the development of the Trident Basin Floatplane Facility require that all revenue generated by the facility, including the quarry revenue, must remain within the Trident Basin budget and cannot go to the general fund. The original Dowell Quarry development drawings dated 2006 were reviewed by the current city engineer, Glenn Melvin, and determined that they remain applicable to the project. They are included with the permit by attachment.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the agreement between the City of Kodiak and Golden Alaska Excavating, LLC for operation of borrow material permit number 19-1 and authorize the city manager to execute the agreement on behalf of the city.
Session.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a question for the manager on this. First of all, I'm glad to see us increase the fee from 50 cents to a dollar. It's been 14 years, and I think that's certainly a reasonable time to see the increase. But I did have a question on the saying the increase is to cover the cost of road maintenance, and yet down below we say that that has to go into the Trident Basin Enterprise Fund. So are you able to take the money from the Trident Basin Enterprise Fund and apply that to road upkeep leading up to Trident Basin?
It's a very good point, Mr. Whedon. I believe so because it's part of the facility, but I will verify that.
Mm-hmm. Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the authorization of borough material permit number 19-2 for Brecken Construction, LLC, on Near Island for the Breakwater Quarry. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So many of these borough permits are somewhat similar, so this one will be a little shorter. This permit will be issued for a term of 5 years, ending in 2024. City staff has revised the permit to effectively move forward with removal of rock to develop additional uplands for the shipyard. The conditions and royalty payments are similar to the other quarry permits, $1 per ton extracted and an annual permit fee. However, this permit fee is $10,000 per year for 5 years, as this is the larger quarry. This is intended to increase much-needed space in the area of the shipyard and move the city closer to a commercial development plan for this area.
Thank you, Mike. What is the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Case 32.
Thank you. Move to authorize the agreement between the City of Kodiak and Brecken Construction LLC for operation of borrow material permit number 19-2 and authorize the city manager to execute the agreement on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Similar question on this one, although it doesn't look like there's a restriction on how we use these funds since it's not part of an enterprise fund. So my hope is that the two permits between Brecken and DeHart, the additional royalties at 50 cents a ton, that we'll actually be able to, in essence, put that into a savings account to repair the roads. I think, I don't remember the exact cost, it was like $260,000 to repave the uphill side of the road, which is a heavy side of the road with the loaded truck swap. So is it possible for us to put that money into basically a repaving fund 5 years from now? Or I guess, and rather than have it just go into the general fund and get absorbed by the general fund.
What we do there, Mr. Whitten, is to create a project for that. So a project could be the repaving.
Okay. Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whitten.
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda. Yes. Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. And the last item under new business on the agenda is the authorization of borough material permit number 19-3 for B&R Fish Byproducts Incorporated on Near Arlen for the Breakwater Quarry. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This permit will be issued for a term of 2 years, ending in 2021. The increased royalty is the only increase in royalty since the permits were originally established. The increased royalty amount is required to periodically replace road pavement and cover city costs for frequent grading and maintenance of gravel road degradation resulting from heavy truck traffic associated with quarrying activity. All similar issues. Based on previous historical data, the paved portion of the road from the quarry to the bridge will need to be resurfaced in 7 to 10 years. The road was partially resurfaced in 2018, and the increase in royalties will help to provide funding for future resurfacing projects. The new permit agreement increases the royalty amount from 50 cents per ton to $1 and replaces the minimum annual royalty amount with a fixed annual permit fee in the amount of $5,000.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the agreement between the City of Kodiak and B&R Fish Byproducts Incorporated for operation of borough material permit number 19-3 and authorize the city manager to execute the agreement on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion?
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to know, this particular permittee has gotten an awful lot of old constructing equipment there, and is he permitted to make that look like an auction yard for used construction equipment, or does he get the same price for storing all that stuff there?
Mr. Davidson, the permit does not allow for equipment storage that's not used for quarrying activity. So that equipment has been moved off after consultations with B&R Fish. And so we don't expect that to come back. But to make it clear, the equipment on site is only to be used for quarrying activities, not storage of extra equipment.
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Any other council discussion? Mr. Walker?
Yeah, Mike, I'm glad that you guys beefed up this a little bit, especially for us, the city's primary interest on the permit. It gives the city the right to, you know, come in and say, hey, this is the way we want this done at any particular time. Because we all, as a city council, and have talked about this, and we're really looking forward to, for that land to be opened up over there. So thanks a lot for doing that.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to staff reports, and we'll begin with the city manager's report.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. The first scheduled consolidation committee meeting was held on Monday this week, where the 9 members and 2 alternates were sworn in. This committee formation is the result of the advisory question on the October 4th, 2016 Kodiak Island Borough election ballot. Meetings are scheduled twice per month, with the next meeting Monday, September 30th at 6:30 p.m. The public meetings are held in the KIB Conference Room 121. The city has received 2 grant awards this week. Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management grant for emergency management. This 2019 grant for $20,000 is primarily for National Incident Management System training and monitoring of hazards or disasters, including emergency operation exercises. There are also strictly defined reporting requirements associated with this grant. The second award is called the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program. This $34,000 award to the Kodiak Police Department will be used to purchase safety equipment for all officers. These grants are a result of our fire chief and police chief applying for fiscal opportunities to better our departments by providing a professional, effective emergency response within our community. The water level at the Monashka Reservoir this morning is 79 inches below the full mark. Compared to the drought of 2015, which was minus 132 inches, rainfall totals from July 1st through today show 8.3 inches at the reservoir. The average water usage for this week has been 5.9 million gallons per day, including the processor's consumption. So we consider the water supplies to be adequate for this time of year. Von Schiele Way from Milbury Road to Threshold Recycling will be closed for a paving project Tuesday the 17th through Saturday the 21st next week. Flaggers will be on location to direct traffic daily. So use caution in the area next week, and the road should be paved by next Saturday evening. And then lastly, I'd like to report 2 city firemen, Firefighter Polifictro and Firefighter Campbell, were graduated to journeyman status. A probationary firefighter, also known as a rookie firefighter, is a firefighter in their first 6 to 18 months of service. The purpose of probationary status is to allow new employees to learn their job duties under direct supervision and mentorship of a senior firefighter. They work alongside their mentor, developing skills, building confidence in their own ability, as well as earning trust from other firefighters. Upon completion of their probationary status and meeting training requirements, they are advanced to journeyman firefighter status. This is when they receive their uniform badge and helmet emblem. Once they have obtained journeyman status, they are entrusted to lead hose teams, take charge of medical scenes, and in short, they are no longer followers, but they're leaders.
Thank you, Mike. Any questions of the city manager? Okay, we'll go to the clerk's report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, September 24 at 7:30 p.m. at the library, and the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, September 26 here in the Assembly Chambers. Absentee voting will start in the City Clerk's office at 8 a.m. on Monday in room 110 downstairs. To those who are not going to be in town on Election Day, please come and see us. You may call us at 486-8636 for additional information. Thank you.
Thank you. Nova, any questions of the clerk? Okay, we'll go to the mayor's comments. So, congratulations to the police department and the fire department on those grants, and also to the firemen personnel who graduated. That's wonderful news. We had a tour of the Navy Chicago stop yesterday with Commander Culver. I ran into him last night at one of the packed restaurants in town, by the way. The Navy personnel has upped business in town by quite a bit, and that's great. But what a great group, and it was a wonderful tour. And my understanding is from Mike is that they're staying through the weekend. Is that true? They are. So they like us, and we like them too. So we're glad that they're here, and hope that they continue their good stay. I'm going to thank the election workers that volunteer. They get up very early to be at the polls at 7 o'clock in the morning and work for more than 12 hours that day. So I want to thank them for that. If you haven't read the manager's report lately, and I know I asked Mike about that, it's on the website, on the city website. There's a lot of information that the staff has been writing up in reports as to what they're doing and updates. So I would suggest to residents to take a look at that. Our meetings might be short, like it is tonight. We have a light agenda. We do our work at the work sessions, and the manager and staff do their work, and this is a great way to keep up with what's going on in the city. So it's very well done, and I appreciate it. Thank you and your staff. Just a question. We do have annexation on our agenda. I believe it's in October. Is that right, Melda?
Next morning.
Josie, we did that today.
Mm-hmm.
October 24th? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we will have an update on that annexation, and we will be moving forward. That's the council's direction. So we talked about that at the agenda setting today. So those are my comments. We'll go to council comments. And Mr. Haynes, can we begin with you, please?
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor.
I'd like
to join in thanking our election workers. They really are our front line of our democracy, and without them, it just doesn't work. You know, and when people talk about, try to, you know, throw shade on our democracy, I say, look, it's our local people who run these elections, and there's no way that I can believe that they would ever have anything go wrong, you know, other than what's supposed to happen. And we just had, as the city manager mentioned, our first meeting of the Consolidation Committee, and I had the distinct honor of being appointed vice chair. But we're going to have, as I looked at the schedule, we just had our first meeting, and we're scheduled out to 70. That's 70 meetings that we're going to be having of the Consolidation Committee as we go through, and our task is to fill out a petition for consolidation of our two governments. And the filling out of the petition doesn't mean that we're going to consolidate our governments at all. In fact, what it is it's an amazing opportunity to learn what consolidation would really mean for our community. And right now we've had a couple of ballot measures that just basically said, do you think we should consolidate? But as far as I'm concerned, that's kind of like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when they construct the giant computer to give them the meaning of life, the universe and everything, and it turns out the answer is 42. and what they found out was that they didn't ask the right question. And I think that it's very, very important for us that we do not Brexit this thing. When it's going to go, eventually, if we do get this petition completely filled out, it goes to the state, and then if the state approves it, then it will come back to the voters right here, and we'll get a chance to vote on it. And hopefully by that time, 70 meetings out, we'll have learned everything there possibly is to know about the consequences of possibly consolidating our two governments. But to me, this exercise that we're going through in filling out this petition is not going to be worth it unless we have public input and public participation. And we just had our first meeting. There wasn't much that went on, but there wasn't a single member of the public there. As we go on, I think these meetings are going to get more and more interesting as we go, as we find out, and the staff teaches us what it's going to mean for our budget, for our different powers, what it will mean for the people who are living in our communities. And as we find that out, I certainly hope that there are members of the public who are interested in this come to our meetings. And our next meeting is going to be September 30th. We're going to look at the different types of municipalities, what different types of structures that we could become, possibly. And then we're going to have a meeting October 14th and 28th after that, followed by meetings on November 4th and 25th, and then one on December 9th. And you can find this all on the borough website.
but I certainly hope that the members of the public who are interested in this subject can start to come to these meetings, because it's going to get more and more interesting as we go along. And without, as I said, public participation, I really think that we're not getting our goody out of the exercise that we're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes, and thank you for serving on that consolidation committee. I would hope that some information would be at hand for everyone who serves on that committee to understand the basic powers of each government as it is now, because I think that's confusing to people, and consolidation does not mean just mixing the borough and the city. It's completely different. But to understand the different powers, because they're not the same, I think is most important. And I think there's a, just from my editorial comments, the basic understanding needs to be had. But thank you very much for serving on that committee. You're a good representative of us and city residents. Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First, maybe a whimsical comment. I appreciated your use of the word Brexit as a verb. I think I have many relatives at home in England who use Brexit in many other ways, so I think that was probably a more polite way to use it. You know, we look at the ship, as I see, anywhere in downtown, you look up and you see this big gray hull looming and lurking over all the other buildings, including all the canneries, and it just reminds me of how small we are as a community. You know, it was not that long ago that we were a Navy town, and now we're really, and rightfully so, all excited because we have new people in town. It's like, wow, there's new people in town. How exciting. And it is exciting. And I'm really glad that they're here. It's a long way from San Diego, so we certainly appreciate the military and the Navy in this case. I just want to make a note, there is another meeting, the Fisheries Work Group meeting will be on the 26th of September. Downstairs, 10 o'clock, we have a full agenda with presentations from Rachel Baker, who is with ADF&G, Anne Robertson from Senator Murkowski's office. We've invited Matt Greening from the Stute's office. We'll have somebody from ADF&G to talk about a wrap-up on the salmon season, and also we should have some people talking about the upcoming North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting. So it'll be a full agenda. We've had a summer hiatus, but we'll be back at it on the 26th. So as final wrap-up, or two other things, I guess. Just wanted to congratulate the two new firefighters. You know, when it was interesting to hear that they're now journeymen, and they were something less than journeymen up until just recently. And for most of us that don't live in the firefighter world, you know, we don't really understand the culture and what they go through. So I appreciated sort of that brief description of what they go through to become, you know, just full-fledged firefighters. So thank you for that. Congratulations. Finally, pollock season is underway. The boats all went out fishing this week, so there's a everybody went out, there's boats all up and down the east side of Kodiak fishing for pollock, as the manager mentioned, so I expect that to continue through the month of September, then it'll start again in October, so that we should have another couple solid months of fishing production, so all of the canary workers and the crew should be working pretty much around the clock for the next couple months. Thank you.
Mr. Whitten, if I could ask a question, and maybe there would be a follow-up to Fisheries Work Group, where you could give us information about the pink salmon disaster and how communities are involved with that. Could you give us that information and update us at that at some point?
Sure.
Please, thank you. Okay, Ms. Arboleda.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, everybody. Just a couple comments from me. First of all, thank you to our department heads for your hard work and your leadership and continuing to run your departments in a smooth and effective way. And also to our staff, thank you guys for all the work that you do. Congrats to all city employees who have reached milestones and accomplishments. I know another one who had their 10-year anniversary, I believe, this week. So Ms. Ella Cornelius at the police department, so congratulations to her as well. Just to piggyback off the mayor's comment about the website, even if you don't have anything specific to look at into the website, it's still a good chance for everyone to check out the city's website and get familiar with what goes on with the city and who works for the city, how it runs, so on and so forth. So just check it out, and if you have questions in the future, at least you'll be more familiar with how to navigate through our website. So that's a good tool out there for everyone to use. Also, I hope everyone at school is doing well, and it's starting really smoothly and awesome for everybody. So that's it for me. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Davidson.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. First of all, I want to extend a hearty welcome to our
the members of the USS Comstock, is that the name of it? And I hope they enjoy our town as much as we do. Also, I wanted to congratulate our two new firemen and welcome aboard. And I wish everybody a wonderful fall, and beware of the kids that are out. School's in, and so the kids are out. So that's all I have. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. And Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you to the Chief Police and the Fire Chief for both going out there and bringing in more grant money. That's awesome, guys. $54,000 worth of grant money to help out with a number of issues that we are always working on, getting that extra stuff coming in. Bonshealy Way, yeehaw. A lot of people have been waiting for that project to come in. Great to see that Brecken's going to jump right on that. And Mike, thank you for pushing things forward. A lot of people over in that neighborhood have been wanting that for a long time. So great to see that happening. I agree with everyone. It's great when we see the Navy back in town. Yeah, they're really close neighbors. Like John said, you know, they were here back in the day before it became a Coast Guard base. And also like to thank Pat and John and, you know, the volunteers for the Fisheries Committee and Terry for your committee. And I'm glad that we are, we're looking at the consolidation issue and annexation that we talked about moving forward with also. So with that, the last thing I'd like to say is thanks to all of our department heads and employees, and remind everybody this Friday, tomorrow night, is homecoming for the high school. Big football game with Eagle River tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock, and there will be different sporting events all around town through the different high school sports teams. So come on out and support the Bears. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. Just to tag on to what you were saying about annexation and consolidation, the council has given direction to staff to move forward with annexation and preparation, so and diving into that. So we let it lax a little bit, but it is going forward. And it must be October 22nd that we're looking at that work session, right, Nova? So we're not going to let that lag, and we will keep it on the agenda, and I know the staff is doing good work in that. No. Okay, on that note, we will go to audience comments. Anyone interested in speaking before the council at this time, please come forward, state your name, sign in, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to speak before the council at this time?
Actually, a bit enough. Worked for Brecken Construction. Want to thank the council for approving our permit there for the Lear Island quarry. It's a very important part of our business to be able to get rock out of there for all the projects, Fonsheely and everything else in town. So really appreciate it, and it was a pleasure working with Mike and Glenn and the rest of the team there to get those done. So it went pretty smooth, I think, and wasn't opposed to the $1 ton increase. So thank you all for that.
Thank you, Ashton. Anyone else wanting to speak before the council this evening? You can call in at 486-3231, or if you have comments here, please come forward, state your name, sign in. No one on the phone? Okay, on that note, may I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Davis?
Yes.
Ms. Arboleda?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And the meeting is adjourned.